The mission had to cut back its plans and ambitions when the money wasn't there for a $31 million plan, which would have tripled its size. Instead, it's a $15 million plan for a new building and demolition of the current structure, put up in 1984. Stuart Harper's executive director and CEO. He says this is far from that soup kitchen from long ago. The new facility will help the traditional customers, but will also help those who are taking active steps to rebuild their lives, from job training to going to ECC and then on to a four-year college. Harper says the men are often tired and worn out.
They're not 33 with a swagger anymore. They're 45, 50 years old and they're done. Because you find many of the homeless men that come to us are 20 years ahead of a normal person from a health point of view. So they're having health issues that a 55 or 60-year-old man would have at 40, 45.
Harper says that's reflected in the design for the new building, from private space for the homeless who come for a bed and a meal to the housing units for people who will spend years there, as long as they're working on rebuilding their lives. He says this reflects what City Mission has learned about rebuilding lives from its women's facility, Cornerstone Manor, at the other end of the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.